Did you hear her? Don't let the curse or the ghost ruin your evening. She's round the twist.
No, she's not, Rob. Just keep your eyes open and see what you can discover.
Oh, I want to go back to the TARDIS. There were no ghosts there.
Doctor, level with us, will you? There's something funny going on here, and you know what it is, don't you?
Well, I admit we were invited here in good faith. But now even I'm gaining my suspicions that things here aren't quite right. And that's all the more reason to stay. I suggest you ask to be taken to your guest rooms and freshen up. And whatever you do, stay out of trouble.
Michaels? I'm going to take the Ratanapura back to my bedroom for safekeeping until midnight.
Very good, m'lady.
What a caper! Eh, Barrington?
Caper, what? Oh, yes, well, it's quite ridiculous. If you ask me, she's called this whole gathering just to rub my face in it.
Oh, you don't mean that, old boy.
Oh, believe me, I do. The Ratanapura should be mine, passed from father to son. How convenient that there's this so-called curse attached to it. The not one that forbids my dear cousin from wearing the diamond she swans among the gentry, enjoying her wretched status.
She wears the diamond all the time? Or perhaps she keeps it somewhere away from view.
What are you getting at?
There are still 3 hours between now and midnight. I saw the way you looked at the diamond.
Look here, James. What are you insinuating? You're a fine one to be accusing me. I mean, it's not as if I need the money, is it? I'm not the one with the creditors knocking on his door.
She's my best friend.
We have a saying down at the club. Blood is thicker than water, but money is tighter than friendship. Hey, old boy?
It's a bit musty in here.
Hang our tuxes up, will you? We'll need to get changed later.
What do you make of all this, Nick? I'm not sure I like it one bit. All this talk of ghosts and curses.
I agree. Something's been making me feel uncomfortable, and now I think I know what it is. It's all too predictable. We've been invited here to this big dark house in the middle of nowhere, and the lady of the house flashes us an impossibly expensive diamond before leaving us alone. It's like we should be expecting the diamond to be stolen and someone to get murdered, leaving us to work out who.
Like a murder mystery, you mean?
Or some kind of sick game. You know what I think? I think we should steal it.
What? Are you insane? They'll clap me in irons. I'm too young to go to the tower.
This isn't the Middle Ages. Anyway, we won't really steal it. I read somewhere that it's not actually theft unless you take something off the premises.
Oh, Nick, I think that only applies to DIY stores.
Look, if we steal it, no one else can. At least then the diamond will be safe, and we can give it back at midnight. Say we were guarding it for her.
Oh, I'm not sure the doctor would approve.
Well, we won't tell him then. I'm not being dragged into some game of hunt the murderous diamond thief in the dark. I heard Lady Rosalind tell Michaels that she was putting the diamond back in her room until midnight. We'll sneak in now and take it.
Barrington, I should have known I'd find you skulking about the landing.
Actually, I was trying to find the restroom, Rusty. What's your excuse?
I don't even know why you're here. Got a sniff of the Ratanapura, did you? I hear Rosalind usually keeps it locked away in a secret safe. But I'm sure you know about that. Tried to get her drunk, have you? Tried to get her to tell you the combination?
Those are scandalous lies. Rumours put about to discredit my business position.
I never heard any rumours. Now get out of my way. Take your hands off me, you scoundrel!
Oh, you're so perfect, aren't you? Such the gentleman. If only everyone knew your dirty little secret.
What? What are you talking about?
Your precious Enid. Run over by a cart horse aged 27. Pah! Pure balderdash.
Leave Enid out of this.
Except I know she was murdered. Whoring herself around London to pay off your bar tabs.
You can prove nothing, you unscrupulous rogue.
Perhaps. And perhaps not. But if you dare blacken my name just once more, any proof I might have is going straight to the editor of the Times. The good name of you and your damn business will be left in tatters, on the front page of the broadsheet.
And if you're after the Rattan Apura, I'll make sure you don't get it.
I'll show that trumped-up old bastard. And Rosalind, too. Hello? Who's there? Is that you, James? Come on out right now. You don't scare me. What? Someone's locked the door. Stay back. Who are you? Speak. Speak, damn you.
I am the spirit of Sir Bobby Jameson, and the embodiment of the curse of Rattan Apura.
Jameson? From the story?
The curse ends tonight. But if the Rattan Apura is stolen, the curse will live on.
Leave me alone! I don't want to steal it!
If the diamond is stolen, I will curse you for the next 100 years!
Must have a brandy. Can't be real.